Watch, Reps. Maxine Waters, Rashida Tlaib harass HUD employees over Doge. By Olivia Rondo on March 3, 2025. Washington, D.C., Reps. Maxine Waters, DCA, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, harassed and yelled at Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, employees at the agency's headquarters on Monday as their demands to meet with Secretary Scott Turner proved unsuccessful. The Congresswomen led a group of several other House Democrats and a crowd of anti-Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, protesters in an attempt to force their way inside the building to hand-deliver a letter to Turner, demanding answers on efforts to decimate federal housing programs. Footage exclusively captured by Breitbart News shows Waters being allowed into the building and speaking with HUD employees, threatening to stay all night if they did not let her see Turner. HUD Chief of Staff Andrew Hughes repeatedly offered to give the letter to Turner himself and explained that he was already in a meeting, but that was not a good enough answer for Waters and her cohort. Hughes responded to her protests by asking if she would like to watch a video of President Donald Trump's accomplishments playing on a screen in the lobby of the department. Tlaib, Representative Jonathan Jackson, DEAL, Representative Stephen Horsford, DNV, and other House Democrats then began attempting to get past the building's security and Homeland Security officers stationed at the front entrance, prompting Waters to beg, "Please let them in. Please." Tlaib became irate and yelled at another HUD employee, saying that he does not work for the American people. "No you don't. No you don't," she screamed while waving a folder at him. "You don't give a shit." In response to Waters' grandstanding about DOGE's actions to slash wasteful funding within HUD, a spokesperson for SEC, Turner provided the following statement to Breitbart News. "The department appreciates the Congresswoman taking the time to travel to the agency, rather than attending to legislative business, when the House is in session. While she has questions for the department about how it is effectively and efficiently using taxpayer dollars, the department also has questions for her, including: is it true that members of her family profited from her position as an elected official? This was reported by the LA Times. Does she agree with Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics that she is one of the most corrupt members of Congress? Does she think she deserves to win the award four times? Would she be open to leading by example and allowing DOGE to ensure that she is using taxpayer dollars responsibility to serve Californians? If not, what does she have to hide?" After the representatives accepted that they were not going to hand-deliver their letter, they proceeded back outside and held a rally with over 100 protesters holding signs calling for the end of DOGE and Elon Musk's involvement in the federal government. Speaking on Musk, Horsford shouted into the microphone, "You want to evict someone, evict his ass. Elon Musk and his hackers don't know shit about running a house program," he added. When it was his turn at the podium, Jackson claimed that he and fellow Democrats were met with a brutal police presence in the building and had an altercation with him, although the footage shows the officers simply standing at the entrance. Representative Jill Tokuda, DHI, also used profanity to get her point across, yelling, "Hands off our public housing, get your fucking hands out of this building," into the microphone. Responding to the protest, a HUD spokesperson told Breitbart News that the department was, on average, at about 20% occupancy under the previous administration. It was a taxpayer-funded vacation, yet there was essentially no outrage or accountability. Now, not only is the department back to work, but we are ensuring taxpayer dollars are being used efficiently and effectively to rural, tribal, and urban communities.